ss.org.
Between some dull movies I couldn't stare. As we shake, I close my eyes, I grip the chair. And while it lands, my head expands, and I think it's gonna split into false just like that, you're in my mind, you're back into my arms again. My across the pond friend, in my dream.
That's just me, the more you know.
can't believe you still exist, but they are. Roll the windows up, and now the rain is coming in the car. You'll forget me, I'll forgive you. I might know what you are missing, looking at the horses. Think you were wrong, but now I think you're right, and I can't believe you still exist, but
Hello everybody, this is Local Anesthesia and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm in the studio right now. This is Sean, by the way, your host, and I'm with my co-host, Colin.
Hello.
Oh, hold on, so sorry.
Hello.
Scratch that, his mic was not turned on.
Yeah, that's fine. Hello everyone, welcome to Local Anesthesia. I'm not, you know, the principled host of this show. That's all credit goes to my man Sean over here behind.
Oh no, this is a duo still.
I suppose, but yeah. For those that are listening, if you don't already know, we temporarily, I don't know, would you say that we host another show? I guess.
Yeah.
Partly host another show on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. if you're feeling
Soapy
so inclined to tune in.
Serenades on Tuesday at 2 p.m., correct?
Yeah. 2 p.m. It's a good time. We play some tunes from the tub. So tune in if you feel so inclined.
Preferably while you're showering, you know.
Yeah.
To, you know,
when you're all sudsy. Yeah. That's the goal. We play vibes, and you know, tunes to scrub yourself off to. So
excellent. Yeah. Before we get into the meat and potatoes of the show, I think Colin would like to read a PSA for you guys.
You guys, we got to get out more. That's why I'm bringing your attention to events.tufts.edu. So. Do you study, work, live, or play on or around Tufts University? Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts, what? Films, art exhibitions, seminars, symposiums, and lunch talks, many of them completely free and open to the general public? If so, you should check out the website events.tufts.edu. One more time, events.tufts.edu, your one-stop web guide to oh so many things that are going on at Tufts. Yes. That is events.tufts.edu, a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts community, an educational radio. Because we educate people over here.
Excellent.
We are the educational
That's
sort.
That's events.tufts/edu.
.edu.
.edu, not slash. Oh my God. You said it so many times and I still messed it up. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, I know. I don't really type it in either. So. Yeah.
Anyway, it's besides the point. I should announce the songs that we just played for you guys.
Please.
So we open the show with Across the Pond, Friend by Black Country New Road off their album Live at Bush Hall.
It's Live at Bush Hall.
That's what I said, Live at Bush Hall.
And it was indeed Live at Bush Hall.
And it was indeed a live album. Oh, okay. I thought you were correcting me.
No.
Yes, my fault. Yes, it was indeed a live album, live performance that they did at Bush Hall, which is, I believe, in the UK, right?
I don't care. They're Brits.
No, well, I bring it up because we have our friend Ethan, who recently graduated. And he was actually there.
Yeah, really cool. Doing, I think he was just either attending the concert or doing press.
He did press. I think he was just there. As like, yeah. He got a ticket.
So he was at Bush Hall. That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see him in the YouTube video if you watch it on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, actually, we were planning on seeing Black Country New Road this Sunday, but,
we weren't able to.
Yes.
And that is all.
That is all we have to say about that. Unfortunately, we were not able to. Who we were able to see, however, was the opening band for Black Country New Road,
mm-hmm.
Dana Shevskaya.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the second song we played for you, Ocean Breeze, off their EP, Bury Your Horses.
Mm-hmm.
They performed at Tufts campus, actually, in Sophia Gordon, for one of the Apple Jam concerts. So they had a few student acts do performances, and then they did a little set themselves, and I was pleasantly surprised. We got a little taste of what the BCNR concert was supposed to be.
Exactly.
They were just really great live, very nice instrumentation. The lead singer, I don't know her name, but she had a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
I was very pleasantly surprised by that.
I was also, I mean, the person on keyboard was really, really good too.
Yeah.
I mean, at one point she brought out a flute. Which was kind of nuts.
That was shocking. I'm like, a flute?
I turned to the left and I saw her. She had a flute and she was tuning it. I was like, what the hell? There was that. And then the bassist was underspoken, I think. He not a single word spoken from the guy.
No.
He had great glasses, a great beard, and killer chops on the bass. He was crazy. I was watching him play and it was just, wow, really cool. Not to mention the student bands. I mean, the student bands were incredible. Quinn Kessel, who was the opening act, I didn't know much about him, but very good performer. He really good at guitar. So thank you, Quinn.
Yeah, very good.
And then Rowan Barton Sherman, she is by far one of my favorite performers at Tufts. She does
she has crazy energy.
Crazy energy, deep blues, south banjo, violin, guitar, any string instrument. It's just masterclass. So if you have any chance to see her in concert, please do. Chowder.
And Chowder was great too.
Yeah,
just chill, very chill.
Yeah, I have a lot of praise for Chowder.
Shout out to Chowder.
Shout out to Chowder.
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 We're bringing out the local anesthesia today. We're gonna say it in a Boston accent.
Exactly. Chowder.
Shout out Chowder.
Chowder.
Chowder's a great.
Loud to Chowder.
Okay, we're gonna.
Yeah, let's segue
stop
into
doing
songs.
That. So, the next song we have for you guys is off of Slow Dive's new album, Everything Is Alive. I've heard mixed things about this one,
mm-hmm.
But I kind of like the new direction they're going in. It's not so much shoegaze like their original few albums. It's more like post-rock and ambient music. I just think it's a very chill, very relaxing listen, so I enjoyed mm-hmm. it. So, this is Kisses off of that album. Enjoy, guys.
Thank you. stand tall. I fall. I get up. I fall. I get up. I fall. I get up. I stand tall. I stand tall. Riding parasailing, rolling through the grass, shaded under trees, looking through a glass, watching by the bushes, waiting on a breeze. You is all I need. Water moving fast, watching memories, trying to make it last. There's a take a swole, we gon' swole, we gon' ride clean, we gon' shake off the mother lie, we gon' lie, we gon' rock show, we gon' pop, we gon' rock
eye. Success comes so easy for you.
Parasailing, rolling through the grass, shaded under the trees, looking through a glass, watching by the bushes, waiting soon. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I choose to feel good. I choose to feel free. Everything I love forever. And I will love everything that I fight for forever.
Women, wonder what you wanna do when you're not with me.
Thank you.
Hello, hello? Is your mic on?
It is.
Okay, excellent. Great. Hello, everybody. We are back. So, what do we have? What did we just play for you? We had Swell by Archie Marshall, a.k.a. King Cruel, off of his album A New Place to Drown. We played Parasail by Travis Scott, Young Lean, and Dave Chappelle. Never thought that I'd see those three names on a song
ever. The most
ever.
Random combination of people.
Yeah, I just really, people don't like this song. They think it's a miss on Utopia, but this was like a really chill atmospheric song for me, and I enjoy it quite a bit.
It's more for the vibe.
Yeah, exactly. And we played Billions by Caroline Polachek. Yeah.
I shared my opinions on it.
Yeah, we were talking about it off air. Colin's not a big fan of her album, but...
I thought you were just going to say women. I was like,
oh,
that
yeah,
is
well,
crazy.
No, not
that
a woman.
Is crazy.
Although, you know, it's when I introduce like pop artists, like, I don't know, Caroline Polachek or like Carly Rae Jepsen, Charlie XCX, I'm sensing a pattern. I'm sensing a little bit of a pattern.
They're fine. Besides Charlie, like automatically like goes.
Oh, yeah.
Straight
okay,
out,
maybe
like,
yeah. I was being a little disingenuous. I think he messes with Charlie.
Carly Rae Jepsen, I listened to a couple of her songs, but if like I mean, like that's a very harsh generalization, Sean, because we're seeing Faye Webster pretty soon. So,
okay, true.
So and I would kill to see Phoebe Bridgers in concert, but
I have.
I know you have.
Haha.
That was before I really got into her, though.
That was kind of my situation, but I did listen to Punisher like prior to that, and I did really like the album. So
yeah,
it wasn't like I was fully walking in blind. Like I was like Kyoto was one of my favorite songs at the time.
Because I remember like you asked me, you're like, hey, like I'm going to see Phoebe Bridgers soon, and I was like, ew, Phoebe Bridgers.
Phoebe Bridgers.
What's Phoebe Bridgers? Gross. And
yeah,
then
you're like, ugh, I don't want to go to that. And now you're like, look at this Boy Genius concert. Look at this.
I should totally get concerts to this Boy Genius concert.
Yeah.
But
Total 180. No, I'm just playing.
Sean, I'm pulling a trick on you. Oh. What was the last song that you added to your playlist?
Oh, because we were at the Melisma meeting last night. You should join Melisma, anyone
you
that's
should,
interested.
Please, and WMFO for that
and
matter.
WMFO. Well, actually, the icebreaker for that meeting was like, what was the last song you added to a playlist? And like half the people gave shameless plugs for their WMFO show, us included. So yes, well, actually, the last song.
What was this last song that you added to like the 2023 playlist that you have?
Oh, what yeah. So I'm not going to talk about the playlist I made for this show. I'll do something.
Yeah.
Actually, hold up. I'm gonna mention three.
Go ahead.
I think I changed the order.
That's fine.
One of them is this song Unrecovery by Duster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Then it was what we just played earlier, Ocean Breeze by Danishevskaya.
Mm-hmm.
But the most recent song, I can't say the title. It's GOMD by the rapper V's.
Oh, okay.
Detroit rapper.
He's
yeah.
Oh, okay. I figure what. Yeah, it, yeah that's. I then I know what
it's,
that means.
Yeah, you know what that means. I'm sure some people know what GOMD means, especially if you listen to the song. He's just like, I didn't understand his music at first. Like it was so monotone, and like I'm like, what is going on? Like there's nothing here. But I'm really. He's just chill.
Yeah.
He's just saying what's on his mind. Mm-hmm. And he's got great songs with like, Babyface Ray. Lucky, like other people.
Okay, yeah.
And the song actually has a remix with Lil Uzi Vert, which is very good.
Ooh.
So yes, I recommend GOMD. I can't play it on air.
Yeah.
It's explicit, but yes.
I gotta give that a listen. Though.
Yeah, no. His most recent mixtape. What is it called? Sorry,
I'm just like it's a list of swears. You're
no,
like, oh, I can't
well, yeah.
Say it.
Well, can I say it on air?
No, we can't.
No, I can. I can. It's Ganger.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Ganger mixtape by V's. V-E-E-Z-E.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, I'm going to say it anyways.
Yes. Yeah. No, very, very solid rapper. I'm enjoying his stuff quite a bit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. How about you? What was the most... You're on Goob. Goob
on
is his
Goob.
Playlist of just, like, all the songs he's messing with at the moment.
It's my version of, like, my liked songs, I guess.
Essentially. He don't do like songs. He just puts it all in a playlist, which I think is more aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
So it was the song Dragonfly by Dana and Alden, and you might recognize one of them. He's on TikTok.
Oh really?
He has like a super like high voice. Like look at him, the guy on the right.
Oh yes, I have seen him.
He goes to like he actually goes to Berkeley.
I was about to say he goes to like Emerson or Berkeley or the Boston schools because he always makes TikTok. I was like he had a TikTok with Fantano.
Yeah.
And it was him and I guess Xena Band.
Yeah.
The band. Yeah, it was like all of the band with Fantano. And it was like, why are you hanging? The comments were like, why is Fantano hanging out with a bunch of college students in Boston? Like, he's like 40 years old.
But like, I don't know, like, it the ending reminds me so much of like a, not to like harp back on it, but a Black Country New Road song. Like,
yeah.
I'm just gonna like play it to the mic really
quick. Please.
I didn't add it to the like to the playlist.
No, it's okay. We'll give the people a taste. Maybe we'll play it next week.
Let me see. Is this it? Hold on. I gotta find it. Ooh. So that's a little snippet. That's like the ending of it, which is gorgeous.
That's really nice.
It's really, really cool. So that's that song. But then I also have Take the Charge by Project Pat.
Project Pat? I like how we both had like indie folksy song and then just like trap song. Like we had to have like the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
I love Project Pat.
I know you do. You showed me a project. You showed me I Choose You.
Yeah.
And that kind of put me on the spiral. That's what really introduced me to 3-6 Mafia too. I mean, I didn't really listen to much, but I vibe with it now because I remember that I told you last year when I tried to listen to a 3-6 Mafia album, I was like, I can't get through it, and I don't know why. I wasn't really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I just needed a little bit more silliness, a little bit more Project Pat in my life.
Yeah, exactly. Before you get into the horrorcore stuff, you need to be like, hear about Project Pat's talking about stacking bands and stuff like that. No, but you know what? Halloween is coming up. And
it is
one of my favorite albums to listen to in the spooky season is Mystic Styles, their debut album.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
So
I think that was the one that I tried to listen to.
Yeah.
But which I have to get into. By the way, what do you think about being for Halloween, really quick?
Oh, I
don't spoil it. If it's a secret, I genuinely don't know.
I genuinely don't know.
Okay.
I would like to do a couple costume possibly with my girlfriend Wendy. Yes. Shout out Wendy. I'm not entirely sure what I want to do. I remember. Okay. She was talking with her housemates, and they wanted to do like Scooby-Doo, like everyone's a member of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
But like, they were debating like who would be who in the gang, the Scooby-Doo gang. Uh-huh. And I think one person was gonna be left out, so it was like, I think we scratched the idea entirely. But I think I was supposed to be Fred, and she was gonna be Daphne, something like that.
You would be Fred.
Yeah.
Let's split up, gang.
Yeah. I guess I fit the role. Like, I just need an ascot.
Yeah.
And like a blonde wig, and then I'm like, hey gang, how we doing? We're gonna solve a mystery.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about being Weird Al. Weird Al and Groucho Marx are the two.
Oh my god. You know what? I see
the
it.
Weird Al is like kinda perfect. Groucho might be a bit of a stretch, but if I take like, you know, grease paint. That's actually what he did.
Yeah.
In his career, he grew out a mustache, but then he was like, it just doesn't cut it like how it was earlier. So on top of his mustache, he just took grease paint and just went like across his upper lip and then on his eyebrows as well.
So that wasn't real facial hair?
Part of it was.
Well, yeah.
Later into his career, he grew it out and he was just like, that's fine. I don't want to put grease paint on my face anymore.
Yeah, but I understand that.
And like in the earlier work, Late Night at the Opera, he just like smeared it all over his face, which is kind of funny.
Oh, that's kind of gross.
It is kind of gross, but you know what? Comedy is comedy. You gotta do what you gotta do. Anyways, do you want to go back to the music? Sorry.
I think we should.
Kind of held it up a little bit.
No, you're so good. I think I'm just looking at the time. I'm gonna remove one of the songs. I was going to play Enjoy the Silence by Depeche Mode, but it's 6 minutes long, and I don't think I have time, and I want to get to some other songs.
I just saw it disappear on my phone, too.
Yeah.
How sad was
that? So, yeah.
That's okay.
Because the song, I'm not going to spoil it for you guys, but the last song, we have to end.
We have to
end with this song in particular, and you'll see why. You'll understand why. So, the song that I'm going to play for you right now, I'm surprised I found a clean version of this song, to be completely honest with you. It's Let's Go by Key Glock off Glaucoma 2. Incredible mixtape.
Let's Go by Key Glock.
Yeah, just like, listen to this beat right quick. It'll play.
What beat?
Occultist vibes.
Just wait for the drop.
Oh my.
We're gonna turn the mic off so y'all can hear better. Enjoy.
I told her, take this plan B and stop playing. I'm tired of buying jewelry, finna buy some land. They still trying to figure out who I am, who I be. Pillow talking to these they weak. They say money talk, put diamonds in my teeth. I be Louis down with Jordans on my feet. Messed up in your yard like trick or treat. You better play your cards right, you better not ever reach. For this chain over here, I put you underneath. Yeah, I ripped it five, but I put you 6 feet deep. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Some meals off my tours. Hell yeah, I made some meals off my merch too. I got yellow diamond Super Saiyan Goku. These only killers on Pro Tools. Old lame, I ain't got no juice. Old lame, I ain't got no motion. Glitz, I flexing on these like I'm Hulk Hogan. Yeah, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Handle business. I'm on the industry and God is my witness. Let's go, 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 let's go,
we'll be right back. Throw out all the blues and hit the city lights, 'cause that's music in the air and lots of loving everywhere. So give me the night. Give me the night. There's music in the air and lots of loving everywhere. So give me the night. Give me the night.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Mic is on. Sorry, I'm trying to get better at, like, seamlessly transitioning that.
It's okay.
Anyways, yes, we are back. That has almost been the show for you guys. We have one more song queued up. Mm-hmm. Do I have to announce the song? Because, like, I feel like...
No, it goes unspoken.
Everyone knows.
Yeah.
So everyone knows.
Just look at the calendar, folks.
Yeah, just look at the calendar. You'll know. Anyways, so, we just played for you... by Tizo Touchdown off his new album, How Do You Sleep at Night. It's just, it's a silly...
it's goofy.
Energetic, genre-bending album.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just really enjoyed it, and that was my, that was probably my favorite song on there. That one and Impossible, two great songs. Mm-hmm. I had, when he posted the snippets of this song on his Instagram, I literally had it on loop for like a whole day. I was like, oh, this is so good.
He's so,
so good. So 80s.
I know.
Like
so tease.
Very tease. Yeah, we saw him perform for Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah.
His opening at the Call Me If You Get Lost tour. And I knew him. I didn't know much about his music, but I knew immediately. Like, oh, this guy is crazy.
He's up next.
Yeah, he's up next. Okay, so we also played Lifetime, the new single by Faye Webster.
Uh-huh.
And this is my first time listening to the song, actually. I added it just because I wanted to hear it. We did a show over the summer, and Colin played But Not Kiss, the single before this one. Assuming she's going to drop an album pretty soon.
I hope so. Yeah. I really hope so.
Yeah. But yeah, so I listened to But Not Kiss on the air for the first time, and I listened to this song, Lifetime, for the first time. And yeah, just no notes, really good. Like the little Spanish guitar, like her vocal work.
It's so good.
It's just a beautiful, like, very low-key ballad. Really like it. And we just played Give Me the Night by George Benson. Funky.
Killer.
Very funky. So, yeah. Me like funky good time. That's my little spiel about that. Should we just give it to him?
Give it to him. So,
yeah. I think we should just give it to him. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're glad to be back.
So, back in the saddle again.
Back in the saddle again.
So
yes.
Yeah, thank you all for listening.
Yeah, this is Sean. I'm with my co-host, Colin. And Local Anesthesia shall return every Thursday at 5 p.m., 5 to 6 p.m. So, yeah. Take care, everybody.
Thank you all, everybody.
Enjoy the special song.
Stay safe. Love each other.
Yes. All that. Yeah, so hold on. We got to give it to him. I'm going to give it to him. Don't you worry. I'm going to give it to him.
I'm so ready. There we go. Everyone.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Everyone, have a lovely night. Love each other. And dance with each other on the 21st night of September.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, everybody.
Stars roll tonight. Mm-hmm.